Hey, it's John and Rachel, and this is the first edition of Ya Jagoff Late Night.
Did Late I get it Night! Right? Yeah, we said that much right.
Yeah.
We look like reporters. There you go. So we didn't know what do you wear when you start a late night show. So this is it. And you can tell us what you think we should do, but we're thinking T-shirts from local places, right?
Right.
Mancini's. I'm sporting the 412 Thrive. And we're all about local. If by some chance you've not heard of us before, let us acquaint you with us. So we are John and Rachel, and we have a podcast that's been around for 8 years.
Yes.
We have been on the radio here at Q92.9 for about a year and a half. And we do video about all kinds of things. Funny things, serious things, Pittsburgh things. So we're here tonight to talk to you about Pittsburgh.
And this is kind of an extension. If you've been following the podcast for a few years, you know, it's you just click on it and you listen to the audio. And sometimes we have a little video. Well, now it's all this video thanks to Johnny and Monica for throwing this all together.
Yeah.
All the little flashy and spinny things you get will be Johnny and Monica. But in the meantime, we'll stand here and tell you all these Pittsburgh stories. So this is our first episode of doing this. We will be here at 5000 McKnight Road every Friday night, 5:30-ish or so, and getting ready to go live at 10 o'clock. And so we'll have guests. We'll have a couple of guests, all Pittsburgh good stories. And again, once again, thanks to Q92.9 Steel City Media for hosting us.
We're so glad to be here. So let's go. We have always started every podcast by talking about our sponsors. Rorick Automotive is actually sponsoring this. We're so excited. That just means that we're going to talk a little bit about cars and a lot about how they are family owned. And it's great because guess what? It has something to do with Pittsburgh. What else has to do with Pittsburgh? Call 811 before.
Yeah, dig.
Right. Yeah, jag off.
So, thanks to People's Gas because they've been supportive of us for the last couple of years. And, you know, we've gone, you'll see tonight in one of the commercials, one of the things we did with Tony at Primanti's, another Pittsburgh icon, who hopefully will be here in the studio at some point. But we appreciate them. And Dryer Vent Wizard.
Woo-woo!
Well, we made a little silly thing. We went and did our dryer vents, which really wasn't the right thing to do.
No, you're not supposed to vent about, like, right. John found a fingernail, not exaggerating. He found a... I can't talk about it. Watch the video.
So who's on our show tonight is, just start with the first one.
Oh my God. Greg, the first one for me? I'm sorry, David Highfield. Bow your head, genuflect. If you're Catholic, you get what I'm saying. I can't help it. David Highfield has been my absolute favorite person for I don't even know how long. He just truly embodies Pittsburgh, and I've emulated him. I've tried, right? I don't know that I have, but he is just such a class act guy, a class act journalist, and he's our first guest. Heather would be here. She's under the weather. Love to Heather. We're going to have her on, which means David has to come on again.
That's right.
And then you have who? Because this is, honestly, I love him, but it's John's favorite.
One of my favorite guests of all time, Greg Brown, the announcer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'm going to have him retell the story about the Pittsburgh Pirate thing, or the Parrot Pirate thing, because
the thing.
It's my favorite story about the Pirate Parrot. But we're also going to have these new things. You know, we merged the radio and the podcast together, and now we've merged the radio and video and the podcast together. So we're going to have these little short things. Over on the Ya Jagoff blog, every week we have a Jeep Jet and a Where You At.
Those what does that mean?
Those have typically been where they're just pictures and little write-ups about where you at, which is just tell me a little bit about your neighborhood, your micro neighborhood, not your big neighborhood. And then Jeep Jet is did you eat yet? You know, of course, in Pittsburgh.
If you have a lazy tongue, it happens. I don't say it. I say, did you eat yet?
You don't. And so we're going to have little video clips because we have jag braggers out in the field taking these little videos. And tonight we're going to see Cousin Lisa make her famous ravioli.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to get a little tour of some cool things in Mount Lebanon with Tressa.
Yeah, super excited. So do you want to introduce them? Should the jag braggers come on?
Let's go real quick here before we do that. What was on the blog?
Listen, what was on the blog? The show. You're so sick of us talking about this show. You're probably just so glad it's here so that we stop talking about this show. But we did have one. You had a really good blog post.
Yeah, it was this
truck. Well, it was two. It was truck.
There's this truck. You know, we hate Peter Parkers, people that don't know how to park. And you'll see this pickup truck right down the middle in the parking lot. You know, it couldn't get any better. Then I really appreciate
it. It wasn't really stairs?
No, that was a different one. That was a different one than what we're showing on the graphic there. And
read the blog.
And then we also started a thing called Time with Tony. It's my friend Tony who is you know, dealing with cancer, and but we're having a good time with it. So you have to go see us karaoke. So.
He's dealing with life, and John is putting that perspective on it, and it's been such an emotional journey, but people have been following along, and it's been an honor for me to actually watch it happen. So.
Listen, you're actually going to see some funny commercials here tonight, but before we do that, some really cool people, we have to get them up here. Our Jagbreggers, Tressa,
Marcus, Michaela, we need some kind of music.
And,
we need to remember.
And Monica's behind the camera. She has to, Monica, you can throw your hand in front of the lens or something like that.
So.
There
you
go. Tressa, we don't have time to talk. Hey. Tressa, Marcus, Michaela, because I have to tell Rachel and Tressa there's no time to talk.
He literally just said, Rachel and Tressa, there's no time to talk. So Monica also, but she's behind the camera because she does it all. These are our Jagbraggers. You saw Tressa this week. Monica did Cousin Lisa's, I almost said pierogies again, ravioli. Marcus, where are we going to go next week? For where you at?
We are going to be at Marla's house in Ambridge, PA.
Nice.
We are so excited to talk more about Beaver County. So thank you so much for bringing that to our attention.
All right.
We love it.
Bringing a lot of Beaver County.
Our first guest tonight is David Highfield. And Rachel's already starting to sweat.
I cried a little bit.
We want to make sure you know, come to 5000 Midnight Road every Friday around 5:30. We'll have some snacks and cocktails. All right, you good?
Guys, we cannot wait. Thank you for joining us. You guys, we love you. Thanks for being here. Michaela, Marcus, Tressa. It's your Jag Off Late Night, you Jag. Stay with us.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Press-On nail in my dryer stuff and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jag-offs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
Like 10 pounds
wet. You jag-offs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
Rachel, you jag off late night. We're so excited to be here because it's not late at night, but it's late enough, right? Because midnight's too late for us. We are so excited because it's our first one, and who better to have on our very first episode than David Highfield? Let me tell you, quick trip, memory lane. You ready? We had David Highfield on one of my first podcasts at the Foundry. Here's my favorite story of David Highfield. This is how I knew I loved him. We were recording, asking him all these questions. The next thing you know, when we had someone with us at the time recording, he said, by the way, when it was all over, I didn't get any of David Highfield, and I had vomit in my throat. That was my interview. I did not harm the person, but I was pretty upset. Yeah. So what happened?
Well, so the good news is that one of our friends actually somehow had David's cell phone number. So we were sitting there eating after everybody was gone. And like, what do we do? You had already gone. You had already left to go to a hockey event.
Yeah, that's right. I left.
And you called David and said, this is what happened. Can we please record this? And he was getting ready to go out of town or somewhere.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah,
and we ended up at your patio, and there we were. We sat and tried to re-record the interview. You were so gracious to let us come to your house that day.
No,
so we knew.
We talked about it for we still talk about it.
Well, no, but I felt like, you know, as soon as I met you two, like, we clicked.
We did.
Like, I totally, I was like, because I remember telling my husband, like, we were getting ready to go, and I was like, oh, no, they're coming over today. Didn't you already do that? Well, yeah, there was a technical problem or whatever.
There's this thing.
And he was kind of like, are you sure you want these two in the house? And I was like, no, you don't understand. I love, and Rachel was my new tennis partner.
We can't figure it out.
It still hasn't happened.
We haven't figured it out because I'm not good at tennis. So when I'm not good at something, I push it off. And I talk a good game to buy myself time to learn it.
Okay.
So I'm learning tennis so that I can
that's
play.
Good to know. Well, then we're going to be opponents for sure.
For sure.
Now that I know your tennis skill level.
Right.
Yeah.
But Heather's competitive too. So we said, like, how do we break this up? But I don't know. Does she play?
I'm not aware that she's ever played tennis.
Yeah. Okay.
But she's super competitive.
She is, yeah.
I will tell you, whatever Heather Abraham wants to do,
she does.
She wants to win at what she's doing. Yeah. Like when we do the Dr. Lori segments, like if you guys are not familiar with the Dr. Lori segments, like Dr. Lori is an antiques expert, and we get to guess what something is worth. She sort of presents it and we ask questions. Heather wants to win. Like, it is serious. Like, we laugh at everything, but, like, if she doesn't win that day, like, you can tell.
Right. But do you let her ever, or are you like, oh, for God's sake, just win?
No, actually, no, I don't.
Yeah,
like, it's a true competition.
Right.
Because I take great joy in winning.
Right.
Because it's hard. Like, you think you know what you're doing, and all I really do is I keep asking, is it made of oak? Like, that's my go-to
question. Is that right?
Like, if I'm in a jam
and
nothing
else
to ask.
What if it's, like, not oak-related? Like,
I ask it anyway.
You just say
it's
that
like
is
a joke now.
Oh, my
is
God.
Is it made of oak?
That is hysterical.
That's Steve Rohan's
question. That is. Yes.
Yeah.
That is
right.
So funny. So the other thing I was going to say is...
Good, do it.
Go ahead. David is known for certain things. And I love the fact that we've sung Rick Astley with you before.
Yes.
I won't do it. Because we do it. Well, we can't.
Oh, that's a good question. It would be a parody if we sang it, though. That's for sure.
Would anyone recognize it?
See, that's the thing. Rick Astley could not sue us because no one would recognize this song.
That is so true. But we have been, in case people don't know, PTL has been so gracious for, 4 years now, that we do a fun game show every year for charities. We all do it. And one of the first years, we made them sing. Well, this year, we were like, how do we incorporate some kind of, like, name that tune with The Price is Right? So we have to, like, combine. Are you in?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. Yeah.
And that was the other thing is Ron Smiley was extremely competitive in cheating, as you remember. But it was okay because he cheated, and then his cheating actually got you guys to lose the game.
Exactly.
He got too pompous.
The cheating backfired. So that's what children should walk away learning from this. Cheating never pays.
That's right.
Crime does not get you ahead.
Look what you learn.
Now, David, let's move on to something, you know, when we have a band member on, we always tell them, shout out the rest of the band members, right? Like, shout out the drummer. So you're David Highfield. There's another person on this show named
Heather Abraham.
Yes.
Perhaps you've heard of her.
Yeah. Yes. So let's talk about that, like the whole team of PTL. You have Teddy, you have Krista.
Right.
Like, you know, we're sitting here looking at all these people hanging out with us tonight, and you saw the craziness that we were doing. We don't have a Teddy and a Krista. We have a Johnny and a Monica. But talk about how that whole team gels.
We're really lucky because, like, honestly, it feels like a family. Like, recently we did this kickoff to the Turkey Fund.
Right.
And so we were on the Gateway Clipper. We take this cruise, and so 250 fans, people who watch the show, have bought tickets. It all benefits the Turkey Fund. And it's one of the times that the entire crew is together. So Teddy and Krista behind the scenes, and, you know, Ron Smiley is one of the best people to work with.
He's
ever.
So great. Yes.
He's so super talented.
Yes.
Mikey Hood is amazing. Selena Pompiani is so genuine. Like,
no one like her.
People think, like, oh, is that like put on all her enthusiasm? No. She's truly enthusiastic and curious about everything, and it's infectious. You know, and Daisy Jade is wonderful to work with. And then our two new people that we've had on, Boaz and Katie. Like, Boaz Frankel and Katie O'Malley, they both, like, it does feel like a family. Like, we care about each other. And I think people could tell if you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I really think
too.
If you were faking your way through it, like, our kind of show, like, we're talking, like, we talk for real.
Yeah.
And it, you know, much like you guys, like, you know, I mean, do you ever have to go on a show when you're fighting?
Oh, you don't know?
Well, you know, Tracy, you
are a pain in my... It's Sean and Rachel, you jug up.
What's funny is Tracy and Monica would typically go to the podcast with us, and they would be in the back seat. Yes. And it's like, the real show is the drive to the podcast.
Because John is road rage. There is so much road rage, and nobody believes it, because he's such a nice guy.
And Rachel Rachel is always late.
Always so, late. I'm itch.
So it's always like, okay, what are we going to argue about here? Right.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly right.
Yeah, he knows his role.
But Monica and Tracy will always tell you that's the real show, but we have not gone to that yet. We haven't been that desperate to publish those videos.
It's too bad, yeah. It is so bad, for sure. But you're right. It's a family.
You just have to be honest, I think. Really. I mean, and people would detect it if I agree.
Yeah. And we're just so lucky. I think that's the beauty of Pittsburgh.
We love each other.
Yes.
I think that's exactly what everybody sees. All right, so you get up really early in the morning. You have a couple of partners and everything like this. You know, you come in. You have Jessica and
the dressing
John
together. I'm so stuff. Impressed. Right?
And you know, so just thought, like, what's your routine? You know, not that we're being creepy and people want to wait outside the door for you to walk in, but what is your routine?
Oh yeah,
in the
that's
mornings?
A good question.
Now
we've
you're
never
planting
asked.
Things in my head that people are going to be waiting. No. I get up at 2. My alarm actually rings at 1:45.
Oh, my God.
And that's when Marvin enters the room.
The cat,
so
right?
Marvin, my cat, will jump up on my chest, and he knows it's time to get up. He knows it's either his late-night snack or his breakfast. I don't know how he views it. But he's literally on my chest, and he'll pat one side and then pat the other side. He alternates until I wake up. So, like, I don't think I'll ever be late for the morning news because Marvin is a hungry cat. And so Marvin just keeps it up until...
David, I never thought of that. That if you have an animal and you work that kind of shift, they have to get you... It's not a typical, it's dinner time at 5 p.m. Like, that's not the sitch. Wow. Yeah. And he got used to it.
So he goes downstairs, and then I go get a shower and get ready, and then I go back into the bedroom. He has taken my position on the bed. He is sleeping on my pillow next to Gary. Like, that is, like, as soon as I'm out of there, like, happens to me, he's there.
Yeah.
Like, he's
gonna... As a matter of fact, you might have to watch. He might cause that because he wants your spot.
John. Yes, yeah. I get tripped going down the steps.
Right.
You launch an investigation.
Right.
Mr. Marvin.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Who did it? Marvin did
That's so funny.
Yes.
But I am exceptionally interested in seeing when I turn, because I do watch KDK every morning, as you know. When I see how well you and Lindsay and Ron and John Shumway, I'm like, what in the heck? I can't even wear the right socks.
Oh,
like, I have a navy one and a black
look
one.
Together. You always
swear,
look good.
I don't. I'm so low maintenance. Honest to goodness.
No, you always like...
You're so cute. Look at him.
No, you look fantastic.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Now, you know what? It started as just something where Lindsay and I were going to wear the same color a couple days. And then one day our boss came in and was like, that was great. I loved how you two matched. And then his boss came in and was like, the same day, hey, you two matching, that was great. You got to keep that up. So it became a thing. And then eventually Ron said, like, oh, I want in on this. And then John was like, well, don't leave me out.
Right.
So then the next thing, you know, and now Erica's on board too. So Lindsay will send us a text message the night before. She not only tells you the color, she asks if it's okay, and then she'll send a picture of said item. Because, like, if you just hear a color,
sure,
like blue,
it's what you interpret.
You don't
know.
So, like, right. I'm there with, like, I have 3 drawers of ties, and I pull out ties trying to match the picture. And
in the dark, because...
Well,
know.
No, I do it the night before.
Okay,
yeah, I do it the night before.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time I do it the night before. But what is funny about it is, like, we work so hard, like, to inform people and tell them the news. People in the grocery stores are talking to me about, like, you guys, I love that you guys match. You're all one team, you know? And I won't say who, but there is another channel now that I have noticed on a particular newscast where they are starting to do the same thing. And, you know, I guess... imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
There you go. I think we need to ask Rachel from your investigative reporter side is how does she know it's the same? She's noticed it because she said she always watches KDK.
Oh, John, good question.
Because I saw
get
it.
Get Andy Sheehan on that.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know
that'll go to the top of Andy's list of things to investigate.
Now, David, behind the scenes, like literally this show does not come off without Johnny and Monica and Tracy and other people. Yours is the same. Teddy, Krista, It's amazing.
There's an army of people, and there's technical people that do jobs that have become so much more complicated over the years because of technology.
Yes.
I have no clue. Like, what I learned in college, totally not useful. And then they wouldn't even let me touch things in college.
Yeah.
Like, whole shows would melt down when I was working behind the scenes.
That's why you have people, because they're so much better. And that's why it's important to recognize the people who are with you, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Because I couldn't do any of that.
I'm just learning to look at the
clock. We're looking at clocks
now. We need
now.
The question of the day answered, first of all.
Okay.
We have a question of the day.
Okay, what's the question of the day?
Here we go.
And then I want to see what's in your bag.
What yins or phrase is more you? To say in that or yins?
Oh, yins.
Yeah. Are you a yinser?
Okay. I think I say yins more often. Right. I think right. I will use that in okay. terminology.
I like to think that I've never said in that. John says I have, but I don't think orgy jet. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I have not.
No, I don't think
I say
in that.
I don't know.
Don't say that.
It's, you know, we're so used to it. You could say it and I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's true. We have lazy tongues as Pittsburghers for sure.
Yeah.
We don't even realize it.
Your car needs, we don't say to be. Right. Needs washed.
Spell check is constantly putting in a two.
To put in a two B.
David, now we have a whole thing, everybody, where we're going to say what all of our guests from now on have to bring something for our junk drawer. We actually have a cubicle here at Q92.9 that we never use, but there's an empty drawer there. So we said,
What's it called?
It's called the odds and ends drawer. It's the junk drawer. So Odds Are is a betting app it's actually not a betting app. It's a better betting app, and they are the sponsor of our drawer.
They want
to
win.
So you need to
right?
go to odds, the letter R.com, and go download that because you'll make better bets. In the meantime, David, what did you bring for our junk drawer?
What's in our junk drawer?
Oh,
it's so pretty. It's so pretty.
Well, you know what? You know,
you're the cutest thing
I can't
I've ever
disappoint
seen.
My fellow gays. If I'm
never...
gonna bring something, it's got to be wrapped with glitz.
Oh my gosh!
You would never have junk
reveal,
in a junk
reveal.
Drawer. Oh my god,
reveal.
I'm taking forever, right?
A well wrapped scotch tape roll.
Well, see, this is what I thought we could each pick.
Thank you for
which
being
character
a friend.
We are. Yeah. There you go. Oh, travel don't get me started down. On a theme song. You know how I love my theme songs.
David, who would you pick?
I would pick Dorothy, but now you guys need to pick.
All right, so I definitely love Dorothy. She was always one of my favorites.
Well, maybe you should pick Dorothy then.
No, you're our guest. I have to go with the wonderful Betty White. I'll go with Rose Nile.
Okay, yeah. Rose. That leaves John with
Blanche
or Sophia.
Sophia, do you know their characters? You're not
I
a Blanche.
I do know their characters.
You're
I
not
do
a Blanche.
No, I'm not. You tell me who I am. Tell
Sophia,
me
Sophia, because we already picked the others.
All right.
So
all right.
You're good.
All right. Wait.
David Highfield.
I love it.
You
David.
Are Sophia.
You're that's your very first items in our junk drawer.
I am honored. I'm yes. honored to be the first guest. I'm
oh
so excited for your success.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
I, you. You know, really, you guys bring people together, celebrate Pittsburgh, and make everybody laugh and smile at the same time.
David.
And so I'm just honored to be here and honored to call you guys my friends.
You're so amazing. We
where does everybody
you.
Find you online?
Oh,
and Pittsburgh Today Live everywhere, right?
PittsburghTodayLive.com, yes. And of course, watch us on KDKA. Watch us on KDKA Plus now. We're streaming on CBS News Pittsburgh. We're on Facebook. We're on whatever Twitter's being called this week. We're everywhere.
Nice.
Yes.
We love it.
And you know what's coming up next? Is a Jeet Jet. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Jeet Jet.
It's a Jeet Jet. You're going to see Cousin Lisa.
And Monica next. Thanks for being with us on your Jug Up late night.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
Welcome to Flamini. Can I take your order?
You need a tablet?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permani's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
It's
It's Monica on our way to make ravioli with cousin Lisa. You've probably heard of her. John's used her bathroom. Probably Rachel too. All right, so we're inside and we're going to make ravioli. So Lisa, tell me all about this ravioli process. How do we start? What's going on here?
My grandma always taught us for each person, it's one cup of flour.
Oh, wow.
But since you're Italian, you always put an extra cup in just because you don't know who's coming to.
So then in your family, does it have one of those things where you guys have written ingredients, written recipes out, or is
Oh,
just...
no, no.
Okay, yeah.
Listen,
people just know.
You just know. Like, you're in the family long enough that you know. Like, you have to graduate into knowing things.
Like, Jesus bobblehead Jesus comes into play with this. Tell me that backstory real quick.
But now you know the recipe, so I don't know. You might be locked in.
We're like, Rachel, I have become the chosen.
Right? Listen.
She's going to be crying in the car with John.
Hey, it's Jagoff Late Night, and I hope you enjoyed the first Where You At Cousin Lisa's House with Monica making the ravioli. The big thing about the ravioli is the Jesus that goes on the table, right?
Do you love that? Did you know that she did that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. Cousin Lisa helps come to my house for my mom and I to do our ravioli because we have the same recipe. However, Cousin Lisa's are always pretty, mine not so much. But we learned from our Italian grandmothers that it is not what they look like, but you do them how you are. So if you're a small thing, you're going to make them small.
Make sure you go watch the whole video over on your Jagoff blog. All right, yourjagoff.com. Greg Brown is here, ladies and gentlemen.
He just wanted to cut to the chase.
Well, I want to give Greg Brown his proper due because you took the time on your, this is your months off, not your day off, but your months off, I would assume. And you came here and you're one of our favorite guests and we couldn't wait for you to be our
Rachel, did you hear that, by the way? That disclaimer?
I mean,
did you hear the disclaimer, by the
yes.
way? Wait. What did he say just now?
You're one of.
One of.
Yeah.
Well, because I have to take Rachel's feelings into consideration.
But he's one of mine.
When I picked you.
I'm one of Rachel's too.
Okay. When I picked you as my favorite, she goes, whoa.
Wait
know,
a minute.
Kind of thing. Yeah,
well, so anyway, congratulations and thank you. I'm thrilled to be here on your inaugural show.
Are you
couldn't
kidding?
Be happier.
Well, can I tell you something, though? Your voice.
Is there something to kid about?
I feel so inadequate right now. Like, David Highfield's phenomenal. Like, he knows how to do. But, like, that's the voice.
Yeah,
and
that
we're,
is the voice.
We sound, like, probably awful right now.
Well, no, actually, you guys know how to do the announcer voice.
Oh, okay.
So you've done it so long.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, off mic, you guys sound way different.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
okay.
You don't even do it intentionally, but
okay.
You do. You project.
Okay.
You enunciate.
We'll
By
take
way,
it.
Thank you so much for the great, when you introduced me, the reaction of the crowd was really special.
Did you get a standing ovation from the 3,021 people that are here? That's
I did.
Our attendance tonight, 3,021.
Well, that's exactly right. I counted 22, but yeah, I did. The people were tremendous, and I got a chance to chat with them, and this is really neat.
So Greg Brown, refresh my memory. How long have you been the Pirates announcer?
Just finished 30 years, Rachel.
30?
Yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
You look wonderful.
Well, you do, too.
Well,
thanks
thank
for saying
you.
That.
I appreciate that,
nice.
But...
I don't like the question.
Yeah.
When people ask me that.
I'm sure.
Because it only means I go 30. It's impossible to believe for me, just because... I 30 years ago, if someone said you'd be doing this for 30 years, I'd be going,
yeah,
out of your mind. No chance. Of course, how long have you guys been doing
Well,
Jagoff?
Not as long as people think, but it has been 7-8 years. Yeah.
Okay, that's a long
yeah.
time.
It is a long time for podcast life, but it's interesting that you say that because 30 years, people don't typically stay, you know, statistically at their jobs that long anymore. It's a new world. And so the fact that you are so... married to the craft, you enjoy it. I mean, it seems that way. David just talked about PTL is like a family. What they do is very like they have it in their bones. Is that how you feel still?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, I don't think we would do it, especially. And I don't mean to disrespect. If anybody's not going to disrespect the team, it's me.
Sure, we know that.
But especially, you know, for most of the 30 years, the team has not won. So
sure.
I must love it to keep doing it.
Yeah, sure.
And I do. And every day is a challenge. Every year is a challenge. Every team is different. Players are different. Get to meet so many great people. And I've realized over the years, too, that it is important for fans, this, what we do. I'm not saying I'm important. I'm saying what we do,
yes.
The business.
Correct.
To broadcast these games, to present these games on radio and television. It's important to people. There is still an incredible passion for Pirates baseball. I think we were second or third this year in ratings across Major League Baseball.
Really?
And we've been a top 10 for radio and TV for years. And the reason is there's
say,
a passion for Pirates baseball around this town. We saw it when they had the 13, 14,
yes, right.
15 runs. They care, and it's a great sports town. Of course, we know that all the teams.
Sure.
And the Pirates are one of the great teams in town, and when they win, they're on board, and even when they're not winning, they're listening and watching. And then a lot of them came out. We had a great increase in attendance this year, too.
Well, I remember when you were testing the passion, because people were, you said, I'm going to buy everybody a beer that shows up at the bar down there in the North Shore, right?
I did. Were you there that night?
Well, we walked through that
yes.
night and just happened to see you there.
That's one of our
favorite
stories.
That showed the passion that people had and that you had to represent the team, which
that was really super cool. You know, as you guys know, Twitter or X now or social media can be a good thing, can be a dangerous, awful thing, awful place.
For sure.
I guess you have to navigate the waters, but that was an argument that I had with a fan. And it just kind of ended up being a situation where I said, gather your friends and we'll have a debate and I'll buy you all beers, because they were saying things that I said, those are untruths, but let's bring it out on the table.
Right.
And there's a bar on the north side. You guys were there that night, but I had invited them, and I don't know how many people showed up when all was said and done.
You had a great crowd.
It was a really good crowd. I said, I'm buying. I said, there's the bar. And I said, the only rule is there will be no recordings of this. And if you guys leave this bar and you go public with stuff that I've said to you, because this is kind of an inside stuff, I'm going to say you're lying. I'll deny it every step of the way. And it was really a great night of debating. And again, it goes back to just the passion that everybody has with sports and the Pirates.
But it goes back to you're entitled to an opinion. Everybody
that's
has an
exactly
opinion,
right?
But you said it. It's the facts. Don't say something that's untrue, because it's going to come back to you. If you want to say, I feel this way, that's one thing. But to dispute it. Now, the question I have is then, when they left, did you leave feeling like you accomplished something? No.
No.
Okay. Okay,
no,
fair.
I felt worse.
Fair. Oh, boy.
That's the truth.
Okay,
really
fair.
Bad.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Everybody left them like, "Wow, what a waste of money and time!"
How many beers did they have?
They gave me the bill. I said, "Oh my goodness, what have I done?" It wasn't all that bad. In fact, I kind of stayed in touch with a couple of them along the way, and the bottom line was, it was just ended up being. I think when I went into it, I thought I was going to change minds, and how silly that is. We don't change minds, but we should be open to debate, as you said, Rachel. Be open to debate. And talk about it and still stay friends. It's like politics.
Sure.
I grew up in a political family, and I still to this day don't understand why you can't debate. My father's best friends, I'll never forget it, were politically opposed to him all the time. Those were his dearest friends. And some of my dearest friends are politically opposed to my way of thinking. And so to expand upon that, now sports, my goodness, we shouldn't get so wrapped up in sports that we can't be friends after we debate. And so we still are. I think people don't necessarily agree with my way of thinking, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay to agree to disagree.
Exactly.
It's great to just have a beer over that and chuckle about each other's kids.
And that, by the way, that's what sports is all about, too, isn't it? Sports is all about the past. To get away from the seriousness of the world.
Right.
So. It's an escape. That's Greg, exactly right.
We've asked you this question before earlier on the podcast, but I'd love for you, for this new audience, maybe it's a new audience, I don't know, talk about you wanted to be the pirate parrot, and it did not work out very well, but obviously life worked out well since then.
I got to tell you guys, now we don't have enough time. I hope you'll have me back on a long podcast.
Okay.
Everybody heard that.
This is no lie. I'm kidding. This had nothing to do with you guys.
Okay.
But I was... I do it. Subscribe to a thing called newspapers.com.
Okay.
Same.
You're on that?
Yes.
What a resource.
Absolutely.
Holy cow. You go down rabbit holes like
absolutely.
You wouldn't believe.
Absolutely, yeah.
I was with a friend whose father grew up in Connellsville, and he was telling me about what his father did for a living. And so one night, the other day, I'm on newspapers.com, the Connellsville Courier, and I'm looking up all this stuff. My dad was from Connellsville, and I'm going down this rabbit hole, and I put this guy's name. Anyhow, the point of the story is I stumble across an article I've never read until the other night. It was from, the Associated Press, and the person that wrote it is a Pittsburgh writer named Paula Smith, P-O-H-L-A, longtime writer, Paula Smith. And the story was about the Pirate Parrot auditions. She was there in the visiting clubhouse. And I'm like reliving this moment like it was yesterday. She's going through some of the names. She quotes me in this thing.
Stop it.
It's unbelievable. She talked about this young kid from Harrisburg who took a bus 200 miles away, and then she names me. And she says something that I said in the interview. She describes what happened in the audition.
Oh, it's my God. Now, did it all come back to you then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. And
it was unbelievable. So at some point, I got to go through this. But that's the short and long version of, that's how I ended up getting the gig. Is that I tried out for the Pirate Parrot. I didn't. And it's funny because this article, this column, explains it all, how the judges, there were like five judges, she being one of them, that were so distraught because it had come down to two or three, including me.
Wow.
And they didn't know what to do. They didn't want to say no. And they ended up saying no to me. I came in second. I tell people.
Oh, that's the worst.
The worst.
Yes, right.
The runner-up to the Pirate Parrot.
Now, when you're done with your career with the Pirates, we might be looking for a mascot. So if you want to come in and audition.
Well, why do I have to wait till I'm done with the
Pirates?
Right.
Well,
In fact, I'm not kidding you here.
Okay.
I know you guys have gotten big, but I would love to help be part of the creative team to help with the mascot.
Oh my God,
because I got to know the woman, Susan McLean Moore. I used to go to New York and she to Pittsburgh to go over the design of the Pirate Parrot uniform.
No way.
She worked with the Muppets.
Wow.
You know, that name sounded so familiar.
Susan McLean Moore.
Wow.
Now, that's been forever, of course.
Sure.
But I, when I first started out, part of my job was, as the backup parent, was to help with the... And I did some stuff. I was actually in costume.
Yeah.
The Pirates still get crazy about me because I'm always, like, during a game, between innings, I'm looking down at the parrot. And I'll say something off mic, like,
so
he shouldn't be doing that. And they'll say, would you watch the game?
is so funny.
So anyway.
Well,
That's passion, though.
Right, so we don't have to wait then. We'll have you do a jumping jack as we close the segment tonight.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Give me a couple of minutes, because before we do, you close the segment.
Yeah.
Give me a couple of minutes leeway, because I have something for the...
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. Start it now.
And I got a surprise at the end, too, at the very end.
Right. Do we want to do a question of the day first?
Yeah, do the question.
Am I the last guest?
No.
We have one more musician.
Oh, you want to be the headliner.
I love
you. No. I had nothing to do with that. I just want to be the last.
We've told all of them they're the headliners.
Yeah.
So the question of the day is...
Wait a minute. That's why I'm here.
The question
my lawyer
is,
he thought he was getting headliner pay.
Yes.
Right.
It's like, it's just meatballs from Papa J.
It is.
Yes.
And you will take them as gold. Oh. So the question of the day is, as a Pittsburgher, do you find yourself saying Enat or Yinz more? If you had to choose one of them. You can't say neither.
Yinz. Okay. I do it in an affectionately mocking way.
Okay, same.
As to Jagoff.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's a term of endearment,
but I don't do Yinz. Oh, yeah, of course. I know.
Okay.
I do Yinz more than...
Me too.
Yeah. I'll even tweet that. I'll say something about Yinz. Yinz are great.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I said it... David Bednar had a big save late in the year. Pittsburgher, David Bednar.
Oh, we know.
Pirates closer.
Yes.
And a big save. It might have been against the Phillies. And I said on the air, that's a Yinzer for you.
Right.
And so.
We said the same thing. We had the honor of interviewing him. Same thing.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Right,
what do you want
to
know?
Now we need to know, what did you bring for our jump?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I had a couple thoughts.
Because we let you know like 10 days ago to think about it.
No,
us,
you didn't.
Right?
It was yesterday. Actually, it was last night at midnight. Actually,
to be
honest with you, it was today. It was today like a half hour ago, and I'm running.
So you stole something from somebody's desk here.
Yeah. I stole it. He'll know.
Marcy, I took your pen.
The one is a political button, but I won't get into the political.
I'll shoot it off here.
But the other one is, this is something I thought, whenever they open this up, when are you guys going to close this up and put it underground, time capsule?
Oh,
yes.
No, we're just going to open the drawer every once in a while, remind ourselves of every guest.
Okay.
Just the junk drawer like in your kitchen.
So this way you'll know who it is because my name is on it.
Okay.
It's a Pirates, official Pirates luggage tag.
John's going to take it home because as your name
I'm about to cry giving it to you.
Yeah, oh my, I'm about to cry receiving it, to be honest with you.
Look what's happening
here. Look at this. I don't know, where do we show this right
here? Yeah, how about that?
Johnny's like, good job.
Pittsburgh Pirates luggage tag.
I love that you have that. In my family, we used to have drawer gifts, which meant my brother, if it was a holiday, he would go to the drawer and wrap it up for us. So this is
Well, like I said, like so you open up the drawer, right away you'll know who it is.
I love it.
It's not just a paper clip.
Greg Brown, we adore you. Please tell us, where can everybody find you?
Should I tell you what I had planned, by the way?
Yeah.
I guess I could still do it.
You can do it. You can still do it.
Since this was the inaugural show?
Yeah.
I was going to do it.
Do it.
Should I do it?
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Come on, you guys, because you got to do another
guest. Do it. No, that's all right.
You don't mind? You have another guest.
No, we don't mind.
We're good guests. I'll take it because it's Greg Brown. Look at Jackie.
Those are real yinzers right there.
We took it.
And that.
It can only get better.
And I'm a tag off for doing this, but I don't care.
Greg Brown, one of our absolute favorites. We're going to our segment, Where You At, where you're going to see Tressa from Yinz Are Good. She goes to Mount Lebanon, and she talks all about the great places there. Greg Brown, thank you so much for joining us. Stay with us on your Jagoff Late Night. Dude, that was hysterical.
Hey all, it is Jay here at Rorik Mazda. So for many of you that might have got, I don't know, glasses or contacts and just don't quite remember this very cute face, two dead giveaways. You know, just look for the bow tie or look for me carrying the Starbucks. Many of you have got to share some coffee with me. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself, but more importantly, express my gratitude. October has always been a big month of gratitude for me personally on a way that I can thank all of my customers throughout the years. Anything that you would like me to address, whether it be with your current vehicle, a future vehicle, I'm always, always here to help. And I think that is the key differentiator. Mainly this video is just to wrap up to let you know this face is still here to help. So if you need anything at all, I'm a phone call, an email, or a text message away, guys. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and I really look forward to kind of doing this throughout the future to stay in touch with you all.
You may have heard of Rorik. It is well known. Not only is it houseware, hardware, you can get snacks. That's right, snacks. You can get clothes. You can get, they're setting up for Christmas right now. It's amazing in here. It's a huge space. We love it. But also, if you're walking around Mount Lebo and you have your dog with you, this is one of their favorite spots. Our dog Hazel is accompanying me inside. Wait till you see.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
I've been thinking that Rorik Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorik Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorik, I bought it at Rorik. Picked up my new car at Rorik Automotive.
I got friends at Rorik Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Here we go.
Hey everybody, Scott Tatey, Beaver County Times, 412 The News. It's Taylor Swift weekend. Are you ready for it? You got to get out and see the show. It's a 3-hour movie, so it's shorter than a regular concert. Don't forget your friendship bracelet. There are theaters like the Lindsay and Swickley. You're going to have friendship bracelet stations. Take a bracelet, give a bracelet. You can stand and dance and sing during the movie. Taylor's cool with that. But if you're going to do that, do it in the back of the theater for people like me who can't stand for 3 hours anymore. Also going on this weekend, Goattoberfest. It's like Oktoberfest with goats. Talking about Kindred Spirits Rescue Ranch in Darlington, Beaver County. They do this great work to save animals. They're going to have a party with food, drink, live music, and yes, you get to pet the goats, the cows, and all the things. Really going to be a fun time. And lastly, next weekend in Evans City and Harmony, Butler County, Night of the Living Dead. It's that time of year. They're going to have three of the original cast members, including the young girl. Remember her with the knife? She's going to be there. It's going to be a good time. So those are three things to do for 412s. John and Rach, I just want to say congratulations on the new digs there. It's very cozy. Not a lot of blank space. Another Taylor Swift pun. Look what you made me do.
You need a tap it?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permanis. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter, it's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
All right, everybody. So again, the treasure of the podcast has always been we feature local music. As you met Christian and Melinda Calese, they are going to sing a song. And Melinda, yes. Christian, what's the name of the song?
It's called There You Go.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There
Let's
you
have
go.
At
Let's
it.
Go. Yeah.
Just stay.
get your tickets for Women Who Rock. Everybody, we're down to like 30 seconds, so thank you so much for everybody to come out. Thank you to Rorik Honda. Thank you to Steel City Media and Greg and the gang here. And thank you to our guests.
All of our guests, David Highfield, Greg Brown, Melinda and Christian, all of the sponsors, everybody for coming. It is our very first You Jag Off Late Night in the books, and we are so happy that you're all here. We hope you continue to watch. Woo! And we'll